This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank is with us. Frank, over the weekend, I was working on some equipment, and I bring with me one of these three, we have two different sizes, a three-inch stainless steel bowl with a magnet on the bottom, and we have a four-inch, we have several of them. And I stick them on the lift post because they're steel. And that's where I keep the magnetic parts trays. So it's like a little soup bowl, but, you know, 3 inches or 4 inches. And what's great about these, if I'm working on a vehicle, I can stick them on, let's say, a metal part under the hood. And as I take off the nuts and bolts, I can put them in there and they don't fall out. You know, and you can't drop it because this tray is stuck to the metal with the magnet on the bottom of this little bowl. And then the parts that I've taken off that are ferrous, you know, steel, are stuck to the tray. It's a great way to go. Do you do that too?
I'm laughing at you because for our class, for our students, even though what you're doing is a great, great way of not losing your screws, however, Vince, when you're taking an appliance apart, there's so many different types of screws that you think, oh yeah, I'll remember this screw goes here. Oh yes, I'll remember this screw goes there. Oh yes, I remember there. And the end result is by the time you've taken all your screws off and time to put it back, you say, which one goes to which? So my recommendations for our students is if they're fixing their appliances, is literally put your screws in order that you're taking them out. So I've gone as far as having duct tape and just putting a big piece, and then, but most of the times I have a shelf beside me, but for sure I put them in order that I'm taking back, because, you know, in the appliance trade, Vince, there's screws that are meant for plastic, and then there's screws that are meant for metal. I've come to know the difference, and I can see, well, I need to do put this plastic thing together, and so I kind of know what the treads are a little bit then wider in size. But but what you're saying, I think for a car works pretty well. Or do you have different screws, like when you're taking a transmission apart, that it might be very important to keep them in line and knowing which ones are which?
Yes. Yes. And here's what we do, Frank.
Okay.
You know, if you go buy, let's say, a case of cans of vegetables, there's a lid that goes on the top, and there's a lid that goes on the bottom. So it's not a complete box around the case. When we buy vegetables, and let's say we go to Aldi and they have those lids, they're just going to throw them away, we get those and we bring some of those home. Now, if we're working on a transmission, let's say a bell housing where the transmission bolts to the engine, what we'll do is we'll draw an outline, you know, with a marker on that lid, on that vegetable can lid. And then, you know, we'll put an arrow that means straight up 12 o'clock on that. And then we will poke holes with a screwdriver around the outline of that lid, or the outline of the transmission or the bell housing or whatever the part may be on that box lid, and then we'll put the bolts through the holes that we poked with the screwdriver, so we know exactly where every single one goes.
Wow.
So it'll go right back where it was. That's one thing. Yesterday I was working on an old Jeep. And this thing was, 1994, 1995. And I was taking the spark plugs out. In class, this is important. This is a five-minute university lesson. It's very fast. You can read spark plugs. You can see what the condition of the engine is based on how the spark plugs look, assuming that the spark plugs were all replaced at the same time previously. So you can see if the engine has oil leaks, like around rings, around valve guides. You can see if combustion is good, if the insulator is just a nice light tan color. You can see a lot about the engine condition by each cylinder by looking at the spark plugs. So what I do is I took one of those lids, or you can just take a piece of a cardboard box that's big enough, and you can put it, let's say it has only four spark plugs. You can just write 1, 2, 3, 4 and poke four holes in it. And so the spark plug that comes out of cylinder number one, you put it in hole number one. Then you can look at them later when you're all done and compare them and know which came out of which cylinder. So that's what we do, Frank.
Wow, now,
if it's just
great.
A small job, like installing a propane carburetor versus, take the old gas one out, put the propane one in. I just use the metal tray because there aren't a lot of parts. But when it's complex and, it might take a day or two to get back to it, I absolutely mark where the parts go. Now, our son takes a picture of exactly what it was like before he started. And then he might take some pictures. Well, let's say we're working on some wiring and there's, 47 different wires. And we fan them out so we can see which wire goes where and take some pictures to make sure that we put it back correctly. Because, and this I learned this when I was very, very, very young. My dad, I'd be working on something, and my dad would, see me start the job, and then he'd come back, a couple hours later, and I'd say, "Hey, Dad, it's all done." And he'd say, "Great." And the next question was always the same. Always the same. Any parts left over? And what that really means is you kind of messed
up.
Did you
hide the extra screw that you couldn't find where it went?
Well, usually, back then I didn't have to, I had like a photographic memory, and it all went back exactly. Now, as I get older, and I'm not working on just a few things, I'm working on so many things. Yeah, I want to make sure I don't make a mistake. So, Frank, I'm allergic to making mistakes. I say that, but I really mean it. I am allergic to making mistakes.
No, I know from the way you talk that you are very diligent. And, you're proud of what you do. And I think that's what kind of separates me from... I'm not saying that there are more appliance people, air conditioning, HVAC people up there that are just as good as I am. But my thing when I'm talking to a customer and saying, I'm going to do your installation like I was going to do it for myself, okay? And I'm going to be proud of doing it for you. And, that kind of, you look at their eyes and you say, well, this guy is, if he's going to do like he was going to do for himself, he's going to do a good job. And the thing is, Vince, and our students and colleagues of mine that are out there, it takes just as long to do a good job than it is to do a bad job. That's all. Because if you do a bad job, you're going to have to, you may at the beginning be faster, but you're going to go back there because you've missed something. Yeah. So.
Well, here's an old saying, Frank. There's plenty of time to do it right the second time. So what that means, class, is that as some people will rush through whatever whatever they're working on to get it done quickly, and then it doesn't work right, and they have to do it again. And then there's enough time to do it right the second time. Now, Frank, I believe that you mentioned buy cheap, buy often. I believe that.
And I want to explain what I mean by that.
Yes,
Vince.
Please do.
Basically, most manufacturers have three sets of products. Okay, this is what they say. They have the bottom line. Let's look, for example, at dishwasher. They have the middle of the line, and they have the top end of the line. From my perspective and working and repairing these machines, Vince, there's quite a bit of a difference between the bottom of the line Okay, let's look at a dishwasher, for example, for our class to understand. You're going to buy a bottom-of-the-line dishwasher. You're probably going to have one wash arm on the bottom, plastic, you know, something like that. The middle of the line, it starts to get a little bit better. Now you're going to have three wash arms, which is I recommend for dishwashers, one on the bottom, one in the center, one on top. That will always do a beautiful dishwashing for you. And then they have what they call the top of the line. The top of the line, and here's the big difference, Vince. The top of the line, the mechanics behind that product is almost the same. It's just that they had a couple more features that you probably never use, like the steam cleaning, steam drying on the dish under dryer. Hardly do I ever see anybody use that feature, but you pay another $100, $200 for that feature or something like that. So when I say buy often, buy cheap, what I mean is you don't spend that extra money in buying the high end, because it behind the scene of that high end appliance is almost the same, if not the same, as the middle of the line. So the
bottom of the line is generally lower. Everything, lower horsepower,
everything. Yeah, they just want to everything. Compete against everything out there, Asian products and things like that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's the one not to get. And then that's the middle right. one has this, it's more rugged. It's got the mechanics, the parts that you really want to depend on. Those are equivalent to the top of the line. And the top of the line has more frills, more features, more complexity,
right.
more failure points. So the way to go is the middle of the line. And now mm-hmm. another, and I've heard this. I've heard buy cheap, buy twice. Now that's a little bit different. And what that means is if you buy the bottom of the line, you're going to have to buy another one. Okay, so you don't want to buy the cheapest one. And then another one is buy nice or buy twice. So if you don't buy
wow.
the no, middle one,
God. I love them.
Buy nice or buy twice. So that would be what Frank is saying. Buy the middle one, a nice one, mm-hmm. and you won't have to buy it twice.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't buy a nice one, you're going to have to buy it twice. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of ways of looking at this. And Frank, I wanted to share with the class, this kind of relates to, it's a very sad story, but it relates to what we're talking about with quality of appliances. So there's this... a very wealthy gal, about 50 years old. Her name was Angela Chow, and she was driving her Tesla. This is a fully featured electronic vehicle, and it's different from what our class would probably be driving. And for example, in the 1950s. Automatic transmissions started making their way into the marketplace. So you could have a transmission, it would have park, reverse, neutral, drive, and low. Or park, reverse, neutral, drive, and first gear. And it was always, always, always the same pattern. So if you got into a Ford or a Chevy or a Chrysler, it was the same configuration with the gear shift selector on the column. Now, when it was on the move to the center of the floor between the driver and the passenger, it was exactly the same configuration. Park, reverse, neutral, drive, low. Well, with a Tesla, you touch the screen in the center of the dash and you move an icon so that you move this icon with your finger to go into forward or neutral or reverse.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks for this. So, the story that I'm relating is complexity. And why it makes very little sense, you know, over complexity. So this 50-year-old gal, Angela Chow, was at her ranch. And they've got a couple ponds, and they have a guest house. And they had an event over there. And she was going from the guest house, I guess, where they had the event, to her house, which is right on the same ranch. So this is their property. And there's a pond there. And she was doing a K-turn. Sometimes it's called a three-point turn, where you back up and you go forward, and you know, you turn around using a K-turn or a three-point turn. And so she was driving her Tesla, and she put it in reverse, and she thought it was going forward, stepped on the accelerator, and backed into the pond, and the car was submerged, and she couldn't get out. And it's all true. It just happened, you know, a couple days ago. So Tesla has this complex, very complex shifting mechanism, but it's supposed to be cool. So the updated model offers shifting controls via the center screen. So you can drag the car icon around the screen and put it into drive, reverse, neutral, or park. Now compare that to the console shifter on the floor, which is park, reverse, neutral, drive low, or on the steering column with the same configuration. So this is, you can drag and drop the icon, but she thought she was going forward, put it in reverse. This is the second time she did it. This time she backed into her pond and couldn't get the windows down, couldn't get the doors open, and died. She drowned in her own vehicle, in her own pond. That is an example of the complexity that manufacturers are putting in front of us. And if you ask people about how do you use all those features, they'll all tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what all these things do on my dashboard. Seriously.
See,
we have customers that come in, and they've had the cars for years, the truck for years, and they still don't know how to use the features.
Yeah.
Frank, is that correct, or what are your thoughts?
Well, my end, you're so right. I've given up trying to learn how to operate these machines. I'm very honest with my customers. Says, you know, once I know what's wrong, I'll know how to repair it. But get this thing going for me, because I have no idea how to even start. See, what I'm thinking, a lot of manufacturers are making this very, very big mistake, and some of the manufacturers are listening. They're changing our physical way of doing things manually to our brain things of doing things logically. And the problem is, Vince, as we get older, and I'm not ashamed to say it, my mind is not as comprehensive as my finger, my arm, my hand turning a knob. Eh? Like, I sometimes include Mrs. Pacheco, like, we will touch a little thing and we'll just, like, give it a little touch. Well, you know, that sensor needs, you need to hold that finger in there a little bit more than just a little touch. And I don't know why I don't know if it's young engineers, you know, with their smart little things, thinking that everything, and forgetting that we're a population that's getting older, and forgetting that we kind of lose our mental abilities a bit faster than our physical abilities. And it's so sad for that to happen. And the bad part is you can't go out and buy something that has dials that you can change and do all sorts of things. And it's kind of maddening, as I say.
Frank, that situation that I described with the pond and the K-turn and the vehicle, that would never happen here with our vehicles at the farm, because my pickup truck, it's a 2001, that's the one I really like the most, has a floor shifter, and it's got three pedals. One of them is a clutch. Most people don't even know how to drive a clutch, but the windows, you crank them down and you crank them up. And the radio, it's got just a couple of buttons. It's got on, off, volume. It has some preset for the stations. And then the climate controls is really simple. It's got a rotary knob for the speed of the fan, and it has a lever for heat. And you can select which direction the air is going to come out. Is it going to come out the defrost? Is it going to come out the floor? Is it going to come out the vents on the dash? It's really, really simple. And if I want to adjust my seat, there's a bar. It's a mechanical release, and I can move the seat forward or backward and release it and latch it. It's not electric seats. So I'm not going to have those problems with my vehicle. And we need to get back to that. It's too complex. People don't know how to... Yeah.
Being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
Yeah.
The
mainstream. Anyway, so I hear music. Are we leaving?
Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden, in a sit-down long-form interview with MSNBC over the weekend after his State of the Union, he discussed the Israel-Hamas war and says it's time for Israeli leaders to be more mindful of innocent lives.
He has a right to defend Israel. or right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken.
During the interview, Biden also expressed regret at having referred to a Georgia murder suspect who killed as an illegal immigrant instead of an undocumented one. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. Skies will temporarily darken in the path of totality. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada. Here's a 5 second, 5 minute university lesson. Basements are the lowest cost square foot area of a house. So, that being said, it costs more to build above the ground than below the ground in terms of square foot cost. Frank, do you find that when you're working on appliances that a basement is a really good way to go, or does it not make a difference to you? I'm talking about basement versus crawl space versus a house that's built on a pad, a concrete pad.
I, I'm laughing because it was one of those questions where I don't really have any say where people put their appliances, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing out there. Washing machines and dryers are becoming very popular to put it in the bedroom. Don't know why, and especially on the second floor. So for students who are thinking that it's going to be a practical, I guess it's because where most of the laundry is generated, because by the bedroom there's showers and things like that. One of the things I do recommend is make sure you have what we call a water tray underneath your washer and dryer, because there's nothing more frustrating than a leaking washing machine on the second floor coming through the ceiling on the first floor and so on and so forth. So the other thing that once you decide that you're going to put that washer and dryer up in the bedroom, I recommend that you get at least a 3/4 inch plywood, put it underneath to give it a bit more support, or else you're going to have a very vibrating. So for washing machines, that's the go. As for kitchens, obviously, kitchen appliances go out the kitchen. Basements, for sure, a good place to for your furnace if you have the space. And even if you have a little bit of a crawl space, you can always do a furnace on the side. But friends, up here, up north, sometimes crawl spaces are not insulated. And so therefore, that becomes out of the question, and you have to find places up on the first floor. So it really depends on what I'm looking at. So I don't know, hope that answers your question.
The reason I asked the question, Frank, is from a perspective of repair and installation of appliances, furnaces, hot water heaters, dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, all of those things. What is difficult for you and what would you like to see? So, for example, in our farmhouse, we built it 19 years ago. It never occurred to me to put the washer and dryer in the bedroom. Never. I mean, this is the first time. It's the first time I've heard it, and I'm thinking that makes no sense to me, and I'll tell you why. Our washer and dryer is put on a ceramic. We have a laundry room, if you will. So there's an area for a sink and countertop and cabinets and a washing machine and dryer. So when we come in from the garage, which is where we work, we can wash up. We can put our greasy clothes right in the washing machine right there. It's kind of a different lifestyle as a farmer as compared to someone who goes to parties and lives in the city. Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking about is the utility room makes a lot of sense to me. The plumbing's there, so the utility room is close to the kitchen sink. So in terms of running hot water from a central hot water heater, the water doesn't have to run through a lot of pipe, and waste being heated and cooled and waiting, as the water goes through the pipe. Because if you got a long run from your hot water heater to your shower, and you shower daily, you can waste a gallon of hot water every time you take a shower. You could do the same thing with your dishwasher. You can do the same thing, with a bathroom sink. So the idea to me is to really have, the ideal is to have a basement utility room, which is really close in proximity to the kitchen sink, which you use a lot, the washer and dryer, or the washing machine, which you use a lot, the dishwasher, which you use a lot, and if you could, near a shower. That makes a lot of sense to me. But in our case, we don't use a dryer. We take the clothes right out of the laundry room, go right out the kitchen door, and hang them up on the veranda on the clothesline.
Or across the doors in your house. I always have this great envision when you sit.
Yeah.
Now, Vince, those pants are dried. But, I'm Portuguese background, Vince, and the reason why I laugh is because my mother used to do that back in Portugal. Didn't have a clothes dryer, and if it was raining outside, she would have across the kitchen all these clothes on things that my father would put up for her. So that memory of a childhood and you doing that just makes me so happy and laugh inside me. But going back to the question that you asked, the one that kills me the most, Vince, is a dishwasher and the customer decides that they want to put a new tile floor or wood floor. And whoever did the installation was too lazy to remove the dishwasher and make sure that that floor went all the way to the back of it. So now I need to remove that dishwasher to change a pump and so on and so forth, but I can't because there's a lip, like a half-inch lip, in front of that dishwasher. So now I've got to find a way to either bring the dishwasher bolts up. Sometimes I've even had to unscrew counters to lift it up for half an inch. And that's the bugger. It could take an hour to move a counter half an inch. Because, look, a counter, you got your drawers, you got your sink, you got your sink pipes, and so on. So it says, you know, while that floor was level 5, maybe 15 minutes, you could have taken that dishwasher out and done the floor all the way to the back. So that's one of my greatest peeves with in terms of appliances. Everything else, Vince, I just have to deal with what I have to deal with it, and it is what it is. but you'd be surprised where people put stuff. and sometimes I laugh, but I laugh inside me because it's their home, and I respect their home. So.
And it's the lazy way for the tile guy to put the tile in. You know, because he's not worried about Frank coming by, you know, 6 months from now. He's not concerned about that at all. He just wants to get the tile in, get paid, and get out.
That's right.
Yep. And so, and what would the right way to do this be? Well, maybe take the initial floor off and then redo the floor. That would probably be the one way to go. Another way to go would be to raise the entire counter by putting taking a table saw and cutting a strip of, let's say, oak, which is hard, and put it and raise the whole counter, raise all the cabinets up the thickness of the new floor. I mean, that's another way to do it. But these are problems because you got plumbing involved. There's a lot to it.
Well, and Vince, like dishwashers, for example, they have leveling legs on them. And when they're new, they move up and down so nice and so fast, okay? And when you take them out, you can lubricate and move them. The hardest part is this dishwasher has been installed for 10 years. Those leveling legs are completely rust. You can't get a wrench in there because the tile is in front. You can't get behind there because there's hardly any room. So, and I'm saying, like, you know, you could have taken this out in half an hour. So, students, if you're having your kitchen redone and the guy says, oh, we don't have to take the dishwasher off, you say, no. Frank from Canada says you do have to take them off.
Yeah, and Frank, here's a question about dishwashers and garbage disposals. Mm-hmm. So the first dishwasher I installed was hardwired. So Romex cable was connected right into a box that's built into the dishwasher. And this is like in the 1960s. So it's hardwired in. Now, our current dishwasher, there's a outlet box underneath the dishwasher with a receptacle, and there's a pigtail that plugs in from the dishwasher to this receptacle. Now, the same thing is true with garbage disposals. The first one that I worked on was hardwired in from a previous owner, and if I were to put one in today, I would use a pigtail, meaning like an extension cord, if you will, a cord with a plug and a receptacle. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, again, most manufacturers sell their appliances mostly for safety. You know, I don't really have much thought in the sense of how it's done, as long as it's done properly. And I think you, at one time, you put a wire 15 amps for 14 gauge wire, but then anything from that plug on can be 18 gauge and so on and so forth, which is always kind of a mystery to me. But you and Carl had that great discussion, which I still don't understand. So, like, if our students are going to put a pigtail on it, make sure that it's rated 40 amps as there, and make sure that you get a 14 gauge court. So that would be my thoughts for students. In terms of a dishwasher, it's non-code that dishwashers come with the pigtail and you have to put a plug in the back. That's good, because the other thing about moving a dishwasher to repair, and honestly, students, we do have to remove these things to repair, because we simply can't get through the front. And whoever installed the dishwasher then left me like maybe 6-7 inches of the wire connected to the junction box. So now I've got to remove that wire, which basically means now the fuse has to be taken out, and now I have to open that box and so on. So it creates so much more work for me, where with a pigtail plugged in the back, I can just literally remove that from the plug and work with it accordingly. So I that's my thoughts on that, Vince. So I'm
in agreement with you. I like the idea of a 15 amp circuit or 20 amp circuit. Mm-hmm. Typically, I would put a 20 amp in, and then I'd make sure I had at least a 15 amp or 14 gauge wire pigtail to the dishwasher, mm-hmm. or to the garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. That way, there's less likelihood of burning up the motors of the appliance.
Yeah,
that I like. Okay.
For our students, remember, a dishwasher has an element, and it can go about 5, 6, 8 amps when it's working. A carburetor is the same thing, so please don't use the same plug for both the carburetor and the dishwasher. And talking about a little bit more so that our students can be completed in, because I love completion on our carburetors. One of the things that a lot of people like to do is to plug the drain part of their dishwasher into the carburetor. There's an actual pin there that you do it. It's a great idea to a certain extent, because when the dishwasher is draining, you get that water going into the carburetor, which then goes down the drain, and kind of it kills two birds with one stone. Keeps the carburetor clean, keeps the pipe clean, so on and so forth. But and this is what happened, and it's happened a number of times, is if you didn't... Okay, we'll come back and talk about it.
Well, let's talk about this when we come back. So that's plumbing the dishwasher drain into the garbage disposal. Frank's with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, we talk about don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Well, Kate Middleton admitted that there was a photograph of her family that she edited. She edited using photo editing tools and AI tools. She admitted she altered the image. She admitted it. So here you have the Princess of Wales editing a photo to make it look more pleasing to the eye. Mm-hmm. So she admitted that she committed or perpetrated a fraud through image. So here you have the gal who everyone looks up to as being sweet and nice and kind and considerate, admitting to, I would use the word fraud, an image fraud. And so the image has been removed. So if you're wondering, it's everywhere. It is everywhere. So don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media, including here at USA Prepares. Now, we don't do those things, but we tell you to believe this anyway.
But, Vince, I was just looking at our rating. It's pretty good. I'm pretty pleased. So I'm glad we're providing great information for our students.
Frank, let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. Pretty good. It is the highest I think it's been in years, right this minute?
That's right. It has higher been for me than, anyway.
This is like record territory right now. It's higher than Morning Edition. It's higher than RBN, whoever they are. It's higher it's higher than KSFO, which is San Francisco AM radio. It's higher than 1010 WINS radio. It's way up there. And we're talking
I'm glad
about,
we're providing great information for our students. I used to be a teacher, and I totally enjoyed presenting the concepts of appliance repairs, heating and air conditioning to green students, as they say, but it's such a pleasure doing the class with you. And I love the way you take my rumblings and make it so much more sense. But going back to our carburetors, yes, Ben. So what happens is a lot of times this drain pipe that comes from the dishwasher to the carburetor kind of falls down because it's supposed to be above the carburetor port going in. So I get this call, oh, my dishwasher is smelling like there was nothing. And what happens? You go in there and you find that the drain tube has collapsed down. So, and now the water, instead of going nicely down the carburetor and down the drain system, it backs out a bit of it into the dishwasher. So now your dishwasher has this foul smell that they don't know where it's from. So class, if you have a carburetor and you have a dishwasher and the drain tube is connected to your carburetor, make sure that it hasn't collapsed. Make sure that it doesn't collapse with age. And I think that will complete our class on carburetors. And Vince, 2 hours of talking about carburetors. I didn't think it would be that much.
Yeah. Frank, let's flesh this out just a little bit more. So, class, what Frank is talking about is there is a flexible hose. And it's usually a plastic hose with ribs in it. And it comes from the dishwasher drain. From the compartment where that 24-inch wide, is it, I get 24 inches? I guess that's what a dishwasher is, into the sink base, the cabinet for the sink base, and it gets connected to the garbage disposal, or it gets connected to the tailpipe of the sink. That hose is supposed to have a high point that is as high as the underneath of the counter. So what Frank is saying is it needs to be way up there, and that's so that the water will drain out of the dishwasher hose into the drain of the sink. And if it doesn't, water will drain from the sink into the dishwasher. You don't want that water with that's got bacteria in it going into your dishwasher. So you have to have that hose have the highest point, which is up against the bottom of the countertop, as high as you can get it under the counter. That's where it needs to be. That way the water will drain out of the hose, and there'll be an air gap between the dishwasher and the sink drain plumbing. Absolutely critical. So, Frank, you could take a screw and put it into the side of the cabinet, tie wrap up that hose, class, and you may find that your dishwasher drain hose is not as high as it should be, as you can get it under the cabinet. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You do flush that out very nicely.
So, class, that's really, really important. So if you see gook in your... if you see
smell,
ground up food,
what I hear most of the time, Vince, is, "Oh, my dishwasher smells."
Yeah, kind of like the septic system, right? That's because it's connected to the septic system the way the drain hose falls. Class, this is a health hazard. Don't let it happen to you. So, right after class, look in your kitchen sink and see if that hose coming from your dishwasher is all the way up as high as it can be. If it's not, it'll take you maybe 15 minutes to find a screw and tie wrap and bring it up against the as high as you can, up to the bottom, the underneath side of the countertop. That's where it needs to be. Frank, that's really, really important. I don't think we can overstate the importance of that hose being as high as it can be. So, Frank, you want to do the same thing next week?
Yes, for sure, next week. And we'll probably touch on how to save money.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.